French President Emmanuel Macron recently won a second term, beating far-right leader Marine Le Pen. But if Macron wants to enact his agenda, he has to keep his majority in parliament in legislative elections this month. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that this time, Macron's party is facing stiff competition from the far left.
Legislative elections are so important to a French president's term that they're often referred to as the third round of the presidential election.
Comment penser la planification écologique? Hurrah! Ils ont compris!
Macron is now feeling the heat from charismatic far-left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon, who came in a close third behind Marine Le Pen in the first round of April's presidential vote. Mélenchon has now assembled a leftist coalition to battle Macron's party for control of parliament. That's quite a feat, says Corinne Meloul, who teaches political science at Sciences Po University.
He achieved something that all of the left-wing parties put together were not able to achieve before the presidential election, which is that he was able to create a common list uniting all left-wing parties.
The coalition, called the New Popular Environmental and Social Union, or Les NUPES, is made up of three leftist parties plus the Green Party.
Hey, garçon! Antoine, s'il te plaît, amène-moi la feuille, je l'ai perdue.
Clever, funny, a former professor, and a brilliant orator, Mélenchon has been called a Gallic Hugo Chavez. He says he wants to become France's next prime minister and take the country in a new direction.
Et dans ce 21e siècle, une sorte de dieu bizarre qui s'appelle le marché.
In this 21st century, a strange god called the market is telling us what's good and bad and dictates our behavior, he tells the rapt crowd, and we see the disastrous results. Mélenchon's message about climate change and inequality in society has also rallied millions of young people, like Thomas Luquet and Mel Pichon, who say he's a modern-day Robin Hood.
This economy kills the planet, and we want to change the system, and we want a better redistribution of money.
Basically, Macron is implementing measures that are very dangerous for the poor people. Everything is being put on the market. It's the destruction of the public system.
Polls show Les NUPES coalition is neck and neck with the president's party in legislative races across the country. If Les NUPES get a majority of the 577 seats, Macron will have to name Mélenchon prime minister, and the leftists would control the agenda, says political scientist Meloul.
We'd be looking at an enormous political crisis where you have a president from one party and a prime minister from the opposition. And in that case, Macron would be basically stuck for the next 5 years.
That situation, called cohabitation, has only happened three times in the last 65 years. But even if they don't get an outright majority, Les NUPES will likely become a strong opposition in a parliament that has been dominated by Macron's party over the last 5 years. It's very simple, says 64-year-old Mélenchon supporter Sylvie Hérault after his rally.
C'est devenir un pays comme le vôtre. Voilà. On laisse les gens mourir dans la rue.
What we don't want is to become a country like yours, she says, where people are left to die in the streets, there's no health care for all, and black people are treated badly. That's not our conception of society in France. The French go to the polls to choose their parliament in a first-round vote this weekend. The runoff is June 19th. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.